From the Pitch with Marcelo Balboa, presented by Colorado Soccer Association.
And this is Darren Copeland in. Marcelo Balboa had to get going. I'm sure that he's sick and tired of talking soccer after watching that garbage that was the Colorado Rapids losing to Minnesota. It wasn't garbage, actually. I take that back. I mean, you know, you had opportunities. You know, there's optimism. I don't feel terrible about the Rapids. I just they're in last place. So, you know, we are what they thought they are. But they're awful right now. I mean, they're awful six games in. When you have four total points through six games, and that's because all the points you got were at home because you had one win and one tie, and then you've lost the rest. And that's not very good. But we were talking about El Clasico. So things that you can always bet on when you talk about El Clasico. This is a Real Madrid versus Barcelona. And I will contend is probably the biggest rivalry of any. I mean, Red Sox-Yankees isn't what Barcelona and Real Madrid is. None of them. But there's things. First of all, it's going to be ridiculously crazy. Camp Nou, where Barcelona plays, is something around 95,000 people. Real Madrid is, you know, there's a stadium is somewhere around the same. And when you get Barcelona or Real Madrid coming into that, it's a nasty, nasty environment. I went to a Barcelona game, and I don't like Barcelona. I don't really have a team in this fight because I really don't like Ronaldo, and I really don't like Barcelona. So, you know, but I've watched this game, and the excitement when I was at a game against a nobody, Barcelona was playing against a nobody, and their fans just yelling at other fans. I was like, my God. It's always going to be an electric atmosphere. Plus, you add in for this Clasico that Neymar, who plays for Barcelona, had been suspended three games for basically just yelling and swearing at a referee. So, if you're going to get three games, what are you going to do? Hold a fan who's yelling at you and probably yell a little bit back, or do the same to a referee? Barcelona was hopeful they could get him for the game, but turned down. The PO was turned down, so he did not play, which was devastating to Barcelona early before the game. Then on Real Madrid's side, you had Gareth Bale, who's their second best player. He goes down with an injury before, and he had to miss El Clasico. So the excitement that's there. Then you add on to it. You add on to this the craziness of they don't like each other very much. Gerard Piqué, who some of you might know as the boy toy of Shakira, has been on social media before this game talking about how La Liga favors Real Madrid and how they're all Madrid fans and they're not Barcelona fans, playing into the same thing about, you know, the fighting, and is, you know, and so this has really got people upset, and they know there's going to be a lot of yellow cards and red cards. Did not disappoint, as Sergio Ramos was sent off as a red card, and then him and PK started jawing at each other, talking about the incident on social media, which is so crazy because they play together on the Spanish national team, and they've always said that they can put aside their differences, but those two guys do not like each other. These two teams do not like each other. There's fights, you know, and Marcelo, you know. When you talk about the great rivalries in all of sport in the world, you know, it starts with Real Madrid and Barcelona.
I think when they say, first of all, sorry, I was driving and all of a sudden I lost you guys. I think when you say you can get along, it's one thing when you play for the national team, it's one thing when you play for your club. When you represent the same country you're both born in, that's different. When you represent your club, sorry, buddy, it's one against the other. It just all goes out the window.
You know, when you played for León, there had to have been some interesting games that you played against where you were thinking to yourself, what is going on in this place? How did I get – I mean, it's exciting and it's awesome, but, like, how did I get here? Is there anyone that comes to mind about that for you?
No, you know what? I think when you look at the old days, the Ramon Ramirez is from Mexico, the Zagas, the Hermosillo, we hated each other when we played against USA, when we played against each other, USA versus Mexico. And then when you get to MLS, you know, you become friends, you start learning, you talk to each other, you share a passion of soccer, but not for your country. But when we go back and we play USA Mexico, we hate each other. And León, when I represented and played for the club team León, they loved me. The fans, they adored me because I was one of their better players. I was a defender that's 6 feet tall, 6'1".
Which is rare in Mexico.
They loved having an American that worked his rear off.
Yeah.
When I, all of a sudden, when it was a week leading into USA Mexico, I was told the world was ending and I was an idiot. I'm using nice words. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they totally disliked me when I represented the United States. But as soon as I put on the green shirt, I was León family.
Well, see, that's what's so awesome. But what it's so interesting is what I was talking about this is they fought basically a Spanish civil war with Barcelona being on one side and Real Madrid being on the other because Franco was a Real Madrid fan. And that's, I mean, you know, Franco had, you know, Hitler's bombers before he invaded Poland in Austria and all those other places bombing Barcelona. So it's one of those places where, you know, you're talking about a lot of.
Did we just compare Germany and Poland compared to Real Madrid and Barcelona?
No, what I'm telling you is that Franco, when Franco became president after the Spanish Civil War, he was a Real Madrid fan and bombed Barcelona.
Yeah.
Well, partly because he was a Real Madrid fan. And I mean, that's true. I mean, there's
it's
also
a big
other
rivalry, man. Let's be honest. When you talk about some of the biggest rivalries,
Boca Juniors,
soccer, Boca Junior, River Plate, you know, Fenerbahce and Galatasaray. We can go from each country, and you can keep going and going and going. You know what I mean? So to bomb somebody is a little crazy, but back in the old day,
yeah. If you had the bombs, you might as well. I mean, but. You know, it didn't land to an arms race, which they're still comparing now. But what made this so great also was that if the Spanish don't like soccer, their second biggest is, well, basketball now, but golf. And they had Sergio Garcia there with the green jacket, and that led to everything. Yeah. And then with what Gerard Piqué was doing with his social media, or as we know him as Mr. Shakira, and then Sergio Ramos getting kicked off, and then their John as he's getting kicked off. And that that atmosphere...
But let me tell you this. If Sergio Ramos got kicked in a game versus Spain and Germany, Piqué would be the first one there defending him.
I know.
That's the difference. That's the difference of club and country.
But I don't think they have dinner. I don't think they have dinner after. You think they have dinner after?
When they're with the Spain national team? Yeah, I do. I think they actually get along. Because the majority of the players come from Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Yeah, I mean, they know each other. They play each other. But, I mean, I've seen I don't know if there were many fights in this game. I didn't see the whole game, but I was able to watch some of the goals. And, I mean, that's, I guess, the other part of this is that the quality that you saw of Messi with two goals and then Hamas Rodriguez coming back and then, I mean, it was just, I mean, the quality was so fantastic. And I don't know if there's many... club rivalries around the world that have the quality that they do.
It's an expensive club that spends a lot of money. That's always fighting for Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always in the top two in Spain. So I would expect it to be everything that it's supposed to be in a Clásico. You know what I mean? With the money they spent, the players they have.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect it to be physical. I expect it to be pretty soccer. But I also expect them to kick the crap out of each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what happened. And they're calling this one of the great games. The Clásico starts with a no call or apparently all of this. So they've been complaining, and with Piqué had been complaining in social media before about the refs were all are all La Liga officials were all Madrid fans. I mean it's so funny. Well, you're Argentina and U.S. and you talk about
the
River Plate and Boca Juniors. You know those fans sway the election of the president of Argentina. And in fact, right now, I believe the president of Argentina was once president of, I believe, Boca Juniors. I mean, that's pretty,
you know,
good.
Being a River Plate fan, that could be a problem. That's probably part of the reason why the country's struggling.
Yeah, no kidding. So. No kidding. Well, we have one more break. You want to stand by for it?
And
we'll,
yeah.
All right.
I'll say about it.
Cool. We'll be right back after this. We're sponsored, of course, by Colorado Soccer Association. You can go see them at coloradosoccer.org. I'm Darren Copeland. This is Mile High Sports Radio.